Hey, what up? It's your boy BDC, and welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I'm here with a special episode, and before we get into this episode, I want to wish everybody a Thanksgiving. I hope y'all having a good time. I hope y'all making that food. You know, you spend time with your family, or you know, if you're working or anything, just be thankful. Be thankful to have family and your health and all that good stuff. Before we get into this episode, I'd like everybody to rate the episode, share it, and give me that 5-star on Spotify and Apple. But it's gonna be a short one. I just wanted to get my thoughts out, you know, and my opinion on this AEW Fight Forever DLC. So yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about, and that's what we're gonna get into. So let's get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Okay, we are here. Fight Forever. AEW Fight Forever just dropped yesterday, the DLC. Season 2. And I want to be more positive. I've been listening to a lot of, like, you know, YouTubers and little small podcasters about this game, you know, and I wasn't going to do an episode of it, you know, I was just going to let it go and just, you know, but I did want to get my thoughts, and it's the holiday, so it's a good reason to, hey, we're going to have a short episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling on the holiday, on Thanksgiving. I'm off today. And when I got off yesterday, you know, I got to chill with some of my friends and stuff like that. And we was playing WWE 2K23, that is. And we was having fun. You know, good matches. And, you know, it was fun times. And then this little boy came in a party, which I don't know whose friend was he. I don't know how old he was. He sounded like he was really young. He came in and was like, oh, I beat you, I beat you. I beat MVP, you know, lit guy. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. And we was playing WWE 2K for about, I say about a good like 2-3 hours, you know. You know, when I play with certain people on the game, we be having fun. You know, I can't lie, it'd be fun. So, you know, before we got on that, when I got home, I did play WWE, you know, Fight Forever, or AEW, that is, AEW Fight Forever. I played with a couple of friends. We did play, I did play with Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, both of them. You know, I played solo, and then I played a tag team. Earlier, you know, I did make them tag team champions, you know, on my game. But we played, and, you know, the game, Max Caster says, you know, some stuff. He makes some noises and says no and yeah. And Anthony Bowen said everybody loves the Acclaim. The character models look really, really good. The best thing about this update, not the price. We'll get into that a little bit later. But the best thing about this update, this new season, is the arena, the Dynamite Arena. Like, I was really playing, and like we was playing triple threat matches yesterday, and I was looking at the arena, the lighting, you know, the light of the show looks really, really good. The arena itself, like the background and the ramp and all that stuff is really, really detailed. Like, I'm like, man, this game got some really good arenas, and I like this arena and a lot of the arenas, you know, like Revolution and stuff, better than some of the 2K arenas. And the best thing about this game, a lot of people don't give it credit for, is I like playing the game with the camera angle facing the ramp and stuff like that. It's just a little bit more detail. You can see, like, the arena more. And, you know, when you're playing WWE 2K games, you don't get that feeling. You don't really see you don't feel like you're seeing the arena that much. You know, all you're looking at is the crowd and the, you know, in the ring. And the game, to me, focused on the ring a little bit too much. Because, you know, when you're in the ring playing like a Fatal 4-Way or 6-Way or 8-Man, you can't see, and it's harder to reverse. So I like the fact that, you know, AEW, it goes up a little bit, and then, you know, and then it's cool. You can see up the ramp and all that stuff when you playing battle royals and stuff like that. You can see the people running up the, you know, running down the ramp, and a little car pops up, and game got a lot of detail, you know. So, you know, we played that, and it was fun. Everybody thought the arena looked nice, and, you know, the Acclaim looked nice. So back to the other story. The boy was talking mess, and after a while, I got tired, and I was like, let's play some AEW Fight Forever. You say you're so good. My homegirl was in the party. One of my homeboys is in the party. So, you know, four of us out of, like eight of us had AEW Fight Forever. So we jumped to Fight Forever, whooped his butt. You know, he claimed to be like the top on the leaderboards and all that stuff like that. And, you know, I'm great and, you know, I'm better than you. He got his butt kicked. But the whole time, like, we was playing, I just kept looking at that arena. And that arena is really, really nice. Like, but here goes something that y'all might not know. I did a test earlier with the arena, and you can customize that arena and change it and edit it, modify it, and use the set, you know, for different pieces and stuff like that. And I made a Christmas theme AEW on Dynamite Arena. So yeah, you know, if you didn't know, you know, you can, you know, modify that arena and stuff like that, and use different parts and stuff like that, you know, make a better arena if you want to, or a cooler arena, I would say. But the arena itself, the new Dynamite set, I got to give it a 10 out of 10. It's definitely the best looking set on the game. It looks really good, identical to TV. Like, I can't talk good enough about it. It's really, really good. Like, I like it a lot. And the Acclaim is really, they're good. They're super detailed, fun to play with. They feel different. And yeah, I like it, you know. But let's get into the pricing of this. You know, it's $11.99. Which I don't know how I feel about that. $11.99 for two characters and an arena. And the season is $24.99 for three characters, a new mode called Beat the Elite. And that's it. You know, the last, it's in order. The order is the Acclaim Dynamite Arena is one pack. The second pack is Beating the Elite, which I hope and pray that comes with more stuff than just one mode by itself, and that's it. And then the last mode is The Storm is Coming, which everybody assumes is Tony Storm. So you're going to give three things with the first pack, one thing with the second, and one thing with the third for $24.99. I don't know if that's worth it. You know, I had a hard time yesterday buying the season pass for $24.99. I was like, it was kind of like swallowing a big pill. Like, you know, like, I know I need the pill, but I kind of didn't want to. And that's how I felt yesterday. The results, like I said, the arena and the character models look really good. I was happy about that. I couldn't help but, you know, feel that AEW, not the the arena. The arena should have been free too, but it kept coming to my mind that the Acclaim should have been in, they should have been in the game day one. Like, they should have been in the game. So yeah, the Acclaim looked good. The arena should have been maybe a free update. Yeah, you know, it was no update yesterday, so we didn't get no new match types, which I'm still disappointed with, you know. And they didn't confirm no cage match. So this mod dude or whatever claims that it was a cage match and stuff like that. It's not in this season, unless it's going to be added for free. You know, I don't get how they're making people pay for this Beat the Elite mode, which they put a 30-man stadium stampede in the game for free of charge. So I don't get the logic from there, you know, the logic from that at all. And yeah, you know, I don't know, like when I was playing yesterday, I enjoyed it. the arena looked cool. The model, the characters look cool. You know, they say different stuff. Their move set is pretty nice. I got no complaint on that. You know, if it was like maybe a little bit more, maybe they add a little match types and some other little small stuff to this, you know, this first pack, I would have been happy. Because, you know, I felt happy playing it. I was like, man, the Acclaim is fun. Everybody had fun with the arena. And then, you know, everybody could see the arena and, you know, play against the characters who didn't buy the season or the pack. So, you know, that's pretty cool at the same time, you know, which everybody assumed you can do anyway. But that's pretty cool. You know, they don't try to block it out or whatever. But, yeah, I had fun playing it last night. Max Caster and Anthony Bowens is really fun to play with. I could definitely see myself playing with Max Caster more. And every time he comes out, I keep wishing that we can get a wrap, you know, a full interest, which I'm not going to keep asking for because it's probably not going to happen. They're probably not reading and they don't care. So, yeah, I went on the Discord page and try to, you know, plead my case. And, you know, why, you know, we paying this much money. I paid $80 for the game on top, you know, the $24.99. So you can see why I'm going to voice my opinion. You know, I didn't want to make this short episode a crying episode because, you know, it's really good content. But it makes me think, do they really look and see what people are complaining about? Because it don't seem like that hard to add, you know, a Fatal 4-Way Lights Out match, which is already in the game. You know, a Fatal 4-Way ladder match, a Triple Threat ladder match, you know, make the Battle Royal pin only. You know, just small stuff, you know, Tornado Tag match. Just small stuff we're asking for. We're not asking for a lot. Like, I'm not asking for no War Games and Buried Alive matches and all that stuff like that, you know. Maybe later, yeah, but we want the basic matches. Like, even if they do add a cage match, like, we still want the basic matches before the cage match. And then, you know, when you do the cage match, don't just do one-on-one. Do Triple Threat. Do a Fatal 4-Way, you know. We shouldn't be asking in 2023 for a wrestling game to have a Fatal 4-Way elimination match or Tornado match. I can fire up my Fire Pro Wrestling right now and have that. I could fire up WWE No Mercy, or WWF used to say No Mercy, and have way more modes, tournament modes, and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to make this video just a rant and me crying about what we could do and this and that, but, you know, Yuke's is one of the best wrestling developers, and especially with modes. They're not new to add modes to games and I ain't gonna say adding, but having modes and games in their games day one. The SmackDown, the 2K series never had any issues with modes that they made day one. So it makes me think, what's going on with the development team? Do you only have 5 members of that team or what? Like, you know. But like I said, we're not gonna cry about it all, like all, you know, podcasts about that. You know, this is about the AEW Fight Forever DLC. And yeah, you know what? Before we leave this episode, I'm going to rate the DLC from playing it and the looks and the price. I'm going to have to give it a 7. A 7 because the arena is pretty nice. Like I said, the Acclaim is pretty fun to play with. They look nice. They got a couple of new moves. And you can edit the arena and stuff like that, modify it, which a lot of people were not talking about. So I'm going to give it a 7 because, you know, if you added another character, maybe I would say like a 9 maybe, because I like the first pack. It does feel cool. It makes up for the mini game that they put at arena. But I wish that maybe they could have added maybe Daily's Place arena with this deal, you know, with this pack maybe, and maybe one more wrestler. Maybe give us Toni Storm now. You know, if she's already in the game, what's the point of making people wait like another month or so? So maybe you could have added Toni Storm and maybe 2 arenas with this pack would have made it worth it more. You know, to me, I wouldn't say if you are short on money and kind of struggling, I would say don't. Hard pass. Don't do it. I say if you got a little bit of money to blow, you know, and it's not going to hurt your pockets, I would say get it. It's fun. It's a fun DLC, you know, but if you want to support, you know, not for them not, you know, punishing them for not adding a bunch of stuff to the game, I just, you know, I understand that too. You know, if you're not going to support it, you spend $80 on the Elite version and stuff like that. I understand that. I'm not rich. I got a little bit of money. You know, my money is kind of tight a little bit sometime, and sometimes it's not. I just went ahead and bought the season, you know, two, hoping that maybe they add more to it, or, you know, they give some free updates in between that. You know, I want to support the game and keep the game going because I really like this game. And when you're playing with some friends, it's really fun, you know. So, yeah, you know, that's about all I have to say about this Fight Forever DLC Pack 1. You know, I'm not sure when Pack 2 comes out. And according to Pack 2, I guess it's only going to be beat the Elite mode. So I don't know when that comes out. Maybe it comes out another week, maybe 2-3 weeks. I don't know. But yeah, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be playing this DLC. You know, am I going to be playing it for a couple of days and it's going to fade out? It depends on if I can find people online and, you know, if I can get some of my friends to play more. Seems like my friends like playing when I jump on. So maybe we can play some good matches maybe. And, you know, for the listeners on this episode, on this show, period, you know, if you like playing Fight Forever and got it on Xbox, let me know on X or Instagram. You know, I like I said, I like playing with the listeners and just fans of wrestling. You know, if you play 2K, hit me up. You know, Fight Forever, hit me up. You know, but we're going to end this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. You know, like I said earlier, I hope everybody is having a good Thanksgiving, you know, and you eat all that good food and your stomach is hurting and you just pass out. You wake up, do some Black Friday shopping tomorrow. You know, I definitely will be looking at some items for Black Friday. You know, maybe a controller I need. I need an Xbox controller, so I might be looking for a controller and all that stuff. So, yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I'm your host, BDC, and I appreciate if you made it this far into the episode. You know, everybody know my passion for AEW Fight Forever. I want to make sure I give my thoughts to y'all because I like listening to up-and-coming, you know, podcasters and YouTubers about AEW Fight Forever, or, you know, or just wrestling in general. So, yeah, you know, we're going to end it on that note. Hopefully, y'all have a good Thanksgiving. And, yeah, I will see y'all on the next episode. We will be doing the next episode on Sunday morning or Monday morning, as always. I will see y'all on the next one. Peace.